In an attempted circuit breaker to the citizenship saga that's gone on and on and on, politicians will be forced to declare their status to federal parliament under a plan announced by the Prime Minister today after some earlier resistance. Here's how Bill Shorten responded to the idea.
The Prime Minister has had a last-minute change of heart and now he's seeking to engage with me how we restore the Australian people's confidence in our parliament. Now, I don't know the reasons why the Prime Minister's changed his mind. I did say at the time I suspected that his reluctance to act meant that he was hiding something or that he knew something that the Australian people didn't know. Or it could well be that his cabinet's rolled him in the last 24 hours.
Some seriously windy Bill Shorten there. A lot of wind on that mic. The plan needs the tick of approval from both houses. But if passed, MPs and senators will have just 21 days to prove they are eligible to be in the parliament. Craig Kelly is the Liberal member for Hughes in New South Wales. He's been a vocal supporter for an audit. Craig Kelly, welcome back to RN Drive.
Yeah, good afternoon, Patricia.
So it's not an audit?
Look,
what
you
is
can
it?
Call it, you can come up with a name, whatever you want.
It's a bit like an audit?
Look, I'm going to give the Prime Minister congratulations on this. I was one out calling for an audit, but this will do, it'll make everything transparent. Part of our declarations, I think this is a very good step. The Prime Minister's listened to the public and he's acted. Let's give him a bit of credit for that.
Did you have to bring him there, you know, kicking and screaming?
Look, the reality is there were different opinions on this. The Prime Minister was overseas last week with the commemorations of the 100th anniversary of the Beresheba, the Light Horse Charge. He's come back. He's weighed up the situation. He's listened to opinions. Now, a lot of constituents that I meet say, we want politicians to listen to the public. In this case, that's exactly what the Prime Minister has done.
Sure, but it took five senators and a Deputy Prime Minister, didn't it?
Oh, look, it has. Look, and I think this, plus also the decision from the High Court. And you have to admit, Patricia, this is not something of the Prime Minister's making. It's a problem that he's come across. And this could have come across, this issue could have come across in any one of the last parliaments we've had, you know, basically going back to the turn of the previous century. I'm sure there's many politicians that are listening into this radio station that sat in previous parliaments that could have fallen foul of the citizenship tests that the High Court has applied.
So you last week called for a much wider citizenship audit. You actually even said that people who had run for the parliament and whose preferences had gone to elected candidates, you know, for instance, Greens, who had their preferences allocated to Labor people who are elected, should be audited as well. That's not happening here. Do you still want that to happen?
It's not. Look, I think in future elections that is something that should happen. I think the declaration that we are being made to ask in this parliament as elected member of parliaments, that should apply to everyone that stands at the next federal election. So it's very clear that everyone's name is on the ballot paper, is completely clear and abiding by Section 44 of the Constitution.
Last week, the PM called the whole citizenship problem a witch hunt. In fact, yesterday, watch this very closely, as you know, and MPs were up, front benches, it's all a witch hunt. So how can he have changed his mind in this time frame? Is this not a witch hunt anymore?
Yeah, look, well, I think what he was referring to specifically was the circumstances involving Josh Frydenberg. And that was a situation where there were so many maybes. Josh had a document that showed his mother was declared stateless when she left from, I think it was Hungary, which is basically straight after the Second World War, when she was actually a refugee in the ghetto there. And look, it was, you know, this is something we should celebrate our country about, how many people from all around the world have had opportunities, that we've given our countries, given these people opportunities to restart their lives. And I think that's why the Prime Minister was a bit upset, because of the connotations it had to attacks on Josh Frydenberg's Jewish heritage.
Do you know much more about John Alexander? There are reports in the Fairfax Press that he could be a dual citizen by descent from the UK because of his father being born in the UK.
Look,
could he be caught up? Could you be facing a by-election there?
That's possible. I've only seen what I've read on the newspaper, which has only come through in the last hour online. It appears as though John's dad was born in the UK, and there's a question mark how he renounced his citizenship. As I understand it, John's dad died sort of 20 years or more before John was actually elected to federal parliament. So this is something that the system that the Prime Minister is putting in place will now be absolutely transparent.
Doesn't really matter when your parent died, though. If they were born there and you have citizenship by descent, it makes no difference, does it?
That's one of the issues. But then how can you go back and ask your parent that's been deceased for 20 years, did you actually renounce your citizenship of a foreign country? And that's what the issue will be, I think, in John's case. But the reality is what the Prime Minister has put in place. We will have to all put down when we were born, where we were born, when our parents were born, and where they were born. Now, if there is a case where one of our parents has actually been born overseas, we'll have to put give actually documented proof of how we renounced that citizenship. So the cases like we had with Senator Parry the other week, that wouldn't have occurred because it all would have been transparent well in advance.
Are you disappointed that it had to happen after Labor changed their minds last week? Because if you look at it through the political prism, and a lot of it is, it looks like you guys are kind of coming in late to the party.
Look, I heard Bill Shorten there in the introduction. You know, like, talk about a bit of cynical opportunism with a backflip. It was Mr. Shorten for a long, long time was rejecting any
Sure, but he backflipped first still, Craig Keller. You both backflipped. He did it first. He did.
Look, you can argue that way. The reality is the Prime Minister has listened, he's acted, he has my full support.
Do you wish he'd done it before Labor?
Ah, look, of course this could have been done earlier. There's no denying that whatsoever. You know, but the reality is the Prime Minister's listened to what the public want and he's acted. And at the end of the day, I think that's what the public expects of their political class.
The wording of the resolution says members must disclose their status so far as they are aware. Now, Barnaby Joyce said he didn't know about his New Zealand citizenship. So would he have been picked up by this idea? I'm not convinced he would.
I think he would. Let's go through it. Okay, Barnaby would have had to put where he was born, which I understand was in Armidale or Tamworth, up where his seat is. He would have put that on the date of his birth. He also would have had to put on the location and date of his parents' birth. Now, that would have come up as New Zealand, his father being as New Zealand. In that case, he would have had to put on also what steps he'd taken to renounce any right to New Zealand citizenship. And as he wouldn't have been able to do it, he would have been sort of forced to a by-election.
So you think all of the cases, the whole five senators and we were just talking there about Barnaby Joyce, all of them would have been picked up by this? Are you confident about
would.
That? Scott Ludlam too?
I think they would, yes. Yeah. Look, because not only do you have to make a declaration, as I understand my reading of what's been released today, you also have to show some evidence. So if you've actually renounced your citizenship, you just can't say, oh, yes, I've renounced and it's all sweet. You have to show some documentary evidence. And remember, these declarations that we make, if we make a false declaration on that, that is a contempt of the Parliament. And there are, in past history, members of the Australian Federal Parliament that have been sentenced to jail, to terms of imprisonment, for contempt of Parliament.
Are you prepared for an early election? Because if there are a couple of these cases, you know, more than one, not just one by-election, this could lead to an early election, couldn't
it? You are right. Exactly right. If there's several people that get caught by this, it could lead to an early election. But we can't worry about that. Our job as members of Parliament, elected members of Parliament, we have to put the Constitution first.
Of course, the Constitution is the law of the land. I think everyone would agree with you because,
right,
you know, there's no disagreement, is there? But do you still worry about that? An early election could mean loss of government.
Look, if that happens as a result of us complying exactly with the Constitution as it interpreted by the High Court, well, so be it. We have to let the chips in this case fall where they lay. It's very important that now the Prime Minister's taken this step, that we can finally clear this up once and for all. And if it does mean that we have to have several by-elections and the potential of a federal election, well, so be it.
The model used here is similar to the way in which members and senators disclose financial interests. But politicians, we know this. We read about this. They flouted this process in the past. So not everyone will necessarily come forward. I mean, the pecuniary interests, people update them later when they get found out because they don't declare.
Yeah, well, Patricia, it's hard to update again where you were born. This I mean, would be a one-off step that you would do. Now, again, let's go through it. You'll put in your date of birth. You'll put on where you were born. Okay, let's take in my case. I was born in 1963 in Marrickville in Sydney. Then I'd have to put on where my parents were born. Now, I had one parent born in Earlwood, another parent born in Punchbowl. That would have to go on. Now, under that, I would be clear of any Section 44. Now, let's just say, for example, I had a parent that was born in the UK that would say it might have been Essex in the UK, it might have been 1936 or something like that was the year. I would then have to show what steps that I had taken to renounce my UK citizenship, and I would have to have documentary evidence of that. Now, my understanding is once this goes through, we'll have 21 days to get all that information up front declared, where it'll be available to every single member of the Australian public.
Are you feeling nervous?
Not at all.
Not you personally, but for the government.
Oh, look, you know, the reality is, who knows what will be turned up in this process, but whatever it is, that must have priority. We can't worry about that. We must follow the Constitution to its absolute letter. And, you know, as I said, whatever, if this means that there's by-elections, if this means that there's a potential of a federal election, well, so be it.
Yesterday, Kevin Andrews said that while he's not advocating for a change of leader, that Australians wanted clear, decisive and stable leadership. Are they getting that?
Well, I think that's what the Prime Minister's given us today. You know,
so did we have to wait till today to get it, though?
Well, look, you can criticise the Prime Minister, you know, for not acting a little bit fast on this if you want to. But as I said, he was overseas the previous week, a very important trip, made a wonderful speech there in Israel at Beersheba. He's come back, he's looked at the issues, he's read the lie of the land, and he's met with Cabinet this morning and they've made a decision. Let's certainly give him some credit for that.
Before I let you go, I don't know if you're into the Melbourne Cup, but have you got a tip?
I have, actually. I've got my trifecta is Big Duke, Single Gaze, and Max Dynamite.
I like the way you came in prepared. Craig Kelly, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's Craig Kelly. He's the Liberal member for Hughes and an outspoken backbencher. He's actually one of the backbenchers. There was a sort of collection of them who was pushing for a full audit. He says he's willing to, you know, put up with this version. He says it's, you know, close enough. These declarations to Parliament that Malcolm Turnbull has suggested, Bill Shorten to consider it. It's going to have to pass both motions through the lower and the upper house. But he's pretty honest, saying, yep, it could lead to an early election, and conceding that it could be very difficult for the government, but they're trying to do the right thing, is his argument. 0418 226 576 is the text line. What do you make of this backflip from Malcolm Turnbull, a backflip that follows another backflip from the opposition leader on Friday? There's been a lot of gymnastics in our political class. You can tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.